This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The inline disconnected, so that's what happened there. And I also didn't unmute your microphone. Try that again there.
I didn't do it. I've been sitting in this seat.
So you can join us here. The toll-free number, if you want to bring up anything, is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We've been talking a lot about secession because, well, it's in the news again. It's in the news in the form of Fortune magazine in a story that came out last week. Had it in my show prep, just didn't get a chance to.
Now, this is Fortune, not 4chan.
Correct. But I would love to see secession on 4chan as well. I bet they'd come up with some really fun and entertaining memes. But story here is going...
Probably not radio friendly.
No, most of them probably not. But the story is talking about some of the more active secessionist movements in the United States, including Texas, which is probably the biggie. They definitely have the most momentum, it seems like. They actually had the Republican National, or not National, the Republican Texas Convention thing that they had this year talking about secession. They actually had a vote about that. I don't think it ended up flying, but it was...
Right, so they...
It happened.
The secessionist group down in Texas, if I recall correctly...
You used to live there.
I did, and I didn't like it. But anyway, this group of secessionists collected enough petitions to get a secession thing placed on the ballot, and instead of saying we want it on the general election ballot, they said we want it on the Republican primary ballot, and then the Republican Party was able to block that off of their primary ballot because these guys did a boneheaded thing and said we want it on the ballot of this private organization.
Why would they do that?
Because they're idiots, Ian. They're idiots.
Okay, yeah. Well, they can't all be as brilliant as you, Daryl W. Perry.
If you're petitioning a ballot question, you never ask for it to be on a primary ballot.
Right. I didn't even know you could do that.
For a couple of reasons. What? Well, not every state you can.
Okay.
But first and foremost, the voter turnout is a lot lower in primaries.
Right.
Secondly, fewer people pay attention to primaries. And thirdly, the primaries are basically taxpayer-funded events for a private entity, and the private entity can determine what is or is not on their ballot.
Yep. Well, they botched that one up, but maybe they'll get it again next time. I mean, the fact that they did get enough petition signatures to make that is pretty impressive. Right? That's not an easy thing to do.
It's not easy, but, you know, if you've got enough money, you could collect petitions to put anything on the ballot if you live in a state with initiative and referendum.
So the story from Fortune magazine is going through a rundown. They're interviewing actually Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project and a secession sort of expert, if you will. He wrote a book about it, so he must be an expert. The movement, he was talking about the Second Vermont Republic after Texas, which is the Vermont secessionist movement, and he says the most interesting secession movement, actually this is Sanford Levinson, a law and political science professor at the University of Texas in Austin, says the most interesting secessionist movement is in Vermont. He notes the state's history of independence and that one of the movement's leaders actually wrote the book on secession, How Vermont and All Other States Can Save Themselves from the Empire, is the title of the book. Alaska, oil-rich like Texas, has historically contributed more financially to federal coffers than it has received, and it's the only state that hosts a secessionist movement with its very own political party, the Alaskan Independence Party. Well, that's not true. The New Hampshire does have a political party, although...
Well, the AKIP is actually ballot qualified.
Right, and the New Hampshire Liberty Party is not. But then again, it's also super hard to get ballot qualified in New Hampshire.
Yes.
So that's one of the things that we need to change here. Anyway, the Alaskan Independence Party apparently in 1990 actually won control of the governor's mansion, but didn't push for secession from the Union. So what was the point? If you're a secessionist party, and in theory your party is supportive of secession, you win the governorship?
Well, now's not the right time because we don't have enough members in the legislature.
See, that's one of the things that's frustrating with some secessionists. In fact, it was Jason Sorens who was saying that something similar to that at Keenvention. We had a secession panel a couple of years at the Keenvention, which is a convention that we threw here in Keene. Last year was the last year of it. But Sorens was on one of the panels, and he was saying, well, you know, that he supports secession and all, but now's not the right time for it. Although, he's getting interviewed by a lot of people about it these days, and he's not saying it's not the right time, so maybe he thinks it's the right time now.
And he was also at the Startup Society Summit.
That was recently.
That was at the beginning of July. And he was talking about, you know, the migration movement of if you get enough like-minded people, then you can change the way the society functions.
So he wasn't really talking down secession at that event?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I really don't recall. There's video.
Back to the story here. The 1990, again, they won the governorship. They didn't push for it. New Hampshire gets a mention here. Receives only 70 cents in federal spending for every dollar it sends to D.C. A strong libertarian base is driving the state secessionist movement, which is larger than Vermont's, but still small. Sorens says, quote, there's an economic case for independence because of the fiscal numbers, but there's not nearly the cultural bias that you might have in Vermont or in Texas, Sorens says. And then Hawaii actually gets a mention here. They boast a culture distinct from the mainland, which has driven its secession movement in the past, but the state has become more diverse amid rising immigration from Japan. Sorens says there's a little movement in Hawaii. Only a small minority of residents has native Hawaiian ethnicity.
Now, one thing, and Hawaii fascinates me, one thing that is important to mention about Hawaii, because most people will say, well, they voted for statehood 50, 60 years ago.
They were invaded by the United States military.
That was about 120 years ago when the invasion happened. But when the statehood vote happened, the people that were allowed to vote were those who had lived in the state for at least, or the territory at the time, for at least a year, and did not claim loyalty to the overthrown kingdom. So basically, if you wanted Hawaii to be independent,
you
were not allowed to vote.
What a scam.
But if you were a member of the U.S. military or a family member of the U.S. military and you had been in Hawaii for over a year, you were allowed to vote. So it'd be akin to having some kind of election in Afghanistan or Iraq where all of the members of the U.S. military get to vote. Do you want to be a state?
Yep, that
but
happens.
If you ever voted for Saddam Hussein, you don't get to vote in this election.
Let's talk to Rusty. He's in East Texas, listening online. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, howdy, guys.
Hey.
And gal. I am calling in just to kind of give you an update. Kind of Texas secessionist. You've kind of talked about it a bit.
Yeah, you were actually at the Republican convention there. What was up with that? Do you know why they decided to put the secession question on the primary ballot, which it ended up being blocked, whereas they could have put it on the general ballot and then it wouldn't have, supposedly?
I don't believe you can put it on the general ballot. You can't. We don't have ballot initiatives in the state. Like, you can't, if you want to legalize certain things, you can't put it. It has to go through state legislator. That's why it's going to take so long to get legalization done. There are some questions on the ballot, but they're usually dealing with the state constitution.
Got it.
So you're passing out and gives it to the people.
So what is the latest there? Now, aren't there different secessionist groups in Texas? Like, Texas is so diverse in its secession movement that they don't all agree with one another. Isn't it true that there's, like, what, the Republic of Texas? And then there's something else that's not coming to mind.
The largest is the Texas Nationalist Movement. They're the ones who call for an international referendum and collecting signatures. Right now, there's actually people that are hosting kind of signing parties, come over and they'll sign and get their information. So when the referendum comes, you know who to talk to get support and everything else like that. People knocking on doors, things of that nature. The Republic of Texas was actually raided by the FBI.
Whoa.
I think 2 years ago, either FBI or some law enforcement agency, because they still believe Texas is an independent nation due to the kind of ratification of the Texas coming to state. There are some discrepancies there.
And weren't they sending subpoenas to government officials?
So wait, it was Republic of Texas got raided. What was the other one that's getting the petitions?
Texas Nationalist Movement.
So they're the big ones. The Texas Nationalist Movement. Stand by, Rusty. I know you said you had an update for us, so would love to hear that. Maybe you have the latest from your secession movement where you live. You can join us here. It doesn't have to be the U.S. 855-450-FREE, secession worldwide.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited here to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Secession is on our mind tonight. You can bring up whatever you want, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to make sure you know about our audio on-demand listen line. It allows you to listen to Free Talk Live, about a dozen shows from the Liberty Radio Network, from LRN.FM. Anytime you want on demand, just go and call 641-793-9660. And that is a long-distance number, but almost no one has to pay for long-distance these days if you've got an unlimited plan like most people do with their cell phones. This should be free to you. So, again, the number is 641-793-9660. Not only can you listen to a bunch of great LRN.FM shows, including Free Talk Live, you can also listen to the LRN.FM live stream, and you can leave a message. So if you want to leave us some feedback, you're upset about something we said, or you just want to get your thoughts out, you can send that message to us via this listen line. So you call that number, 641-793-9660. At the main menu, you choose Free Talk Live, or option number two. And then at any point, you can hit zero to interrupt the playback of the show, and then you can leave a message, and it'll be delivered to us via email. Again, that phone number that you need is 641-793-9660. Rusty is back on the line in Texas, listening online. Go ahead, Rusty. You're going to give us an update on the Texas nationalist movement, the secessionists there. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically what we're doing now is kind of organizing different regions. We have state representative districts, and they each have a district director, and then under them, our team leaders for each county. So that's currently what we're trying to do, is just organize that way. If anyone's interested, they go to Texas Nationalist Movement, .org, and go ahead and sign up and join the team if they like. A little bit about the Republican Texas secession movement that your listeners may find interesting. I believe one or four of the founders actually in jail because they fired on, law enforcement in Texas.
Oh, boy.
And that group split off, and currently they're trying to organize UN petitions for, I guess, the human rights violation. They're asking people to give testimony, and they actually print their own currency or make their own currency as well. They use silver, gold, and copper rounds. But they're probably the most militant or of the secession movements. But if anyone...
Yeah, shooting the police, shooting at federal forts, these are generally things that are going to sink your secessionist movement. At least, you know, that's been the history of things around here.
Definitely. So if anyone wants a peaceful way to get Texas independence through the referendum process, please tell them to check out Texas Nationalist Movement. The current president is Daniel Miller. He's visited, I believe, every county in Texas, talked to a secessionist on a bus tour. But
cool.
I appreciate y'all's time. And I
thanks. There are a lot of counties in Texas.
How many? 60? No, that's Florida.
No, it's 60. Like 100 or 200.
How many?
I want to say 253, 254, something like that.
Oh,
crazy amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some counties in Texas that only have like 90 people in them.
See, this is one of the reasons why, and thank you, Rusty, for the call and the update. This is one of the reasons why New Hampshire is such a great place for a freedom movement, is because it's so small. We have 10 counties in New Hampshire.
Right. They've got more counties in Texas than we have municipalities.
Yeah, that's
New
true.
Hampshire.
Wow, what's there, 200-something towns?
213.
213 towns. And does that include the cities as well?
Probably. There's only 13 cities, so if it does or does not, it's not much of a difference.
Yeah, so having a small place, having a small population, these are things that can make a movement towards more freedom more successful because, you know, numbers matter. If you've got 20,000 secessionists in New Hampshire and 20,000 secessionists in Texas, New Hampshire has a much greater, you know, number of secessionists per capita. So people who love liberty and support the idea of secession, you should move to New Hampshire, like as part of the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. You should move to New Hampshire and get active here, because if we gather our like-minded folks together in the same geographic area, we can actually have a much greater effect.
13 cities, 221 towns, and 25 unincorporated places in New Hampshire, 254 counties in Texas.
Yeah. And like 26 million people in Texas, I think, as well.
A bunch.
Yeah. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Alan in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live listening via our Facebook feed. Hey, Alan.
Hey there. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Go for it.
I appreciate the succession idea, but, you know, me being a person that watches money and tech a lot, and I see how technology is advancing at this exponential rate, and I see the people as being, you know, the masses have always been ruled by the few. And this technology, you know, not only do you see that wealth-income gap widening, but you also see a technological gap widening between the people and the people that have wealth and power. And that's just going to continue to escalate given this current trend.
Well, I don't know if that's really true when it comes to technology. I mean, I'd love to hear you back up your statement, because it seems to me technology is getting more affordable than ever. You've got more people, the majority of adults in America have a smartphone. Smartphones are so cheap, you can go get one for $20 down at Walmart. So I don't know if I agree with you there, but what are you saying to make your point?
Well, given the point, you've got a space station orbiting 22,000 miles above us, that we have absolutely no connection to that type of technology. The only connection you'll have is watching a picture of it going around the Earth.
Well, but no, I mean, you're talking about a space station, which is an old government project. There's also other space developments that are much more within reach. There are people who are developing space hotels. There are people who are developing space flights where you can go up for a temporary period of time, and then you can, you know, kind of have a little bit of no gravity for a short period of time, and then you come back down.
Right, I mean, but like a 2-hour space flight,
very expensive.
Well, it's expensive, but that compared to living in space for the next 6 months,
right,
are two totally different things.
Sure, but nobody really wants to go live on the International Space Station. It's not exactly, you know, a spacious, enjoyable place to spend time. There, you know, are very small crew up there, and it's fairly tight living quarters. You're going to be seeing space hotels likely within our lifetime, and as those things start to happen and more of them open up, you'll see the prices come down as well. So the market drives price down, and technology is one of the least restricted areas as far as government regulations are concerned. You know, luckily, we don't have government regulations for the most part of like things like software or, you know, the way the Internet works. And that's a good thing because it helps competition happen rather than government standing in the way of it.
Right. And let me sort of give a comparison here about while there might be an increasing divide of both income / wealth and technology, everybody is benefiting. So let me give the example of, let's just say, Ian, you have $50 and I have $5.
Okay.
That's an income disparity of $45.
Sure.
If we both find ways to increase our income tenfold, to where I'm now earning $50, you're earning $500.
Mm-hmm.
I am much better off than I was, so are you.
Sure.
But the wealth gap has broadened drastically.
And obviously, if you have more money, you can afford more technology. And so I agree that there is a wealth gap, but I don't agree that there's a technology gap. Would love to get Melanie to weigh in here. You can share your thoughts toll-free. Alan, stand by. We'll bring it back if you got more to say. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Is there a technology gap, as there may be a wealth gap? That's one of the things our caller, Alan, is advocating. We'll get back to him here in a moment. You can also join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, just as he did. And you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And don't forget to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. We already talked about the Shire Society, one of the reasons why libertarians, voluntarists alike, and anarchists who love liberty are moving to New Hampshire. Now get the 101 reasons that inspired many of them. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's basically a quick hour-long documentary film that really just goes through all the points, and it's great. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go to your calls, back to Alan in Alabama. So you're saying there's a wealth gap, Alan. You were saying there's a technology gap. I agree with you that there is a wealth gap, and that has to do with the government forcibly extracting wealth from people and, you know, giving it to their friends and their buddies and, you know, basically creating this artificial separation between people. But the technology seems to be getting cheaper and better over time, which means that more and more poorer people can actually utilize technology today than they could, say, a decade ago or two decades ago.
So let me make two quick points on that. One being is that what we get is essentially just good enough electronics. What Google and NASA and the government and all these other big corporations have at their disposal, if you just remember DeepMind, Google's DeepMind, went three steps up in the Moore's Law by designing their own ASIC chip designed specifically for artificial intelligence. So it's a huge leap. In addition, Google has their own quantum computer in conjunction with NASA right there in California in Sunnyvale. The quantum computer and its exponential growth is far beyond anybody's reach. Only the governments and huge corporations can get at that. Mm-hmm. Again, what the other problem with this is that as this technology does become cheaper and more available to the public, what it also means is that that power given to the average human being of a person that's disenfranchised either by government or whatever agency, the ability to attack whoever is disenfranchising them has never before in history been cheaper for the buck on causing damage. So there's a big desire to control this technology that does trickle down to the people and to keep it out of our hands on its full capability. And you have technology like optogenetics, which is actual removal and implantation of human memories, and that's optogenetics, and you can Google that.
I've never heard of that. Optogenetics?
That's correct. And
O-P-T?
Yes. O-P-T-O, genetics, G-E-N-E-T-I-C-S.
Mm-hmm.
As again, the implantation and removal of a person's memory. And this is using passive light. That's how advanced this technology has become. And then you get into this human.
Hold on. So is this like the whole uploading your brain to the internet thing?
No. This is more controlling, like post-traumatic stress syndrome in military people.
Okay.
And removal of the actual fear memory in an individual's mind. They're able to actually specifically locate a memory in a person's mind and remove that memory. That is incredible technology.
Sounds pretty amazing.
That's also very scary.
Exactly. That's what
it's very scary because then people could, you know, do this whole thing of if I, you know, just go and have this procedure, then I can just forget all about my ex-wife or my ex-girlfriend. But then you forget everything that happened during a period of years, and then what happens?
Right, and this thing
I forgot
rolling under the guise of, you know, a goodwill and good health care. And it's going to be able to help these military people that have had this post-traumatic stress in them. But it's
so,
very powerful technology.
So, I mean, what I'm hearing you say is that the military, the government, big corporations have access to technology that most of us don't have access to. But that's always been true. I mean, the IBM, for instance, the computers, the supercomputers they had.
Gutenberg, when he invented the movable type press.
Right,
he didn't
right,
wind
right,
up yeah. selling the first one to Bob the Hobo because
right.
Bob the Hobo didn't have money to buy one.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. So, that's my point. But if you go back 100 years, the gap, the technological gap between the average person living on a farm and somebody living in a castle is not that great. You know, the guy might have six horses where a guy on a farm might have one. Yeah, the technological gap was not that wide, but now
I disagree
right,
with
but,
you.
But as I mentioned with the you know wealth inequality thing, we are you know so much better off now that like the you know poorest person in the United States
they got air conditioning,
both technologically and on you know like a physical possessions realm are so much better off than like the wealthy people were 100 years ago.
I understand that point completely, but what you've got is essentially an open-air concentration camp with this type of surveillance over us. You know, you can't have a free thought or a free mind underneath this type of surveillance.
Well, right, but that doesn't have anything to do with a technology gap. I mean, that has to do with the fact that the U.S.
We don't have the power to observe the people that are observing us.
Right, but the problem isn't that we can't do it back. The problem is that they're doing it in the first place.
Exactly.
Well, and technology isn't going anywhere, so, I mean, what's the point of complaining about it? Really, all you should be doing is...
I'm just saying, how is this going to fit into a pre-state project when you have you know, humanity essentially entering into a whole new age?
Well, the Free State Project exists to get people to concentrate into one location, to work towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is protection of life, liberty, and justly acquired property.
Well, it's also worth pointing out that that idea of concentrating people together was only really made possible by technology. The Free State Project was generated on a Yahoo group many years ago, back in 2001. From there, it spawned to a forum and a website. and an actual movement of people who are still using technology. Most of the people within the Liberty movement are very technologically oriented. Many of them are IT professionals, as a matter of fact. So they're in these fields and these trades. Many of them are very much into privacy, cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency and PGP, these are methods, pretty good privacy. These are methods that allow you to shield yourself, which is what you were concerned with. Thank you, Alan, for your call tonight. I do appreciate the discussion. Although I think it's somewhat off base, the government has more money. Yeah, they've got stronger computers. Sure, they've got the resources to throw at you, but they still can't crack PGP. And that's what Edward Snowden pointed out.
Well, there are some people that will say that's what they want you to think.
Okay, well then that's what Edward Snowden wants us to think too. Maybe he's still working for the CIA as some sort of crazy deep cover operative.
That there are people that have made that claim.
Sure. I mean, if you want to get paranoid, you can get paranoid. But
right. PGP, there are some people that they're so paranoid they think that every conspiracy theory is part of another conspiracy theory to cover up a conspiracy theory of
sure.
a conspiracy theory.
Some people think I'm a deep cover federal agent. I mean, whatever. They can have whatever kind of fantasy that they want to. But all of the evidence is that PGP, which came out a long time ago, has not been subverted in any way, shape, or form. And there are other types of technology that are open source, whether it's the Signal Messenger for your phone, which, again, anybody who's got $20 can have a smartphone these days, so it's really no cost whatsoever to have technology in a lot of ways these days. And if you think about it, dollar for dollar, the amount of data that your internet connection is capable of spitting out and in is an incredible amount of data. The amount per, gigabyte that you pay per month for your home internet connection is next to nothing in the United States, at least.
I remember, and I'm not that old. Like, I know there are various times where I think, holy crap, I'm old, but I'm not really that old. I'm 38, but
right.
I remember when computers did not even have a gigabyte of hard drive.
Sure.
And now...
I remember when they didn't have hard drives at all.
And now I would not even think of buying, an SD card that didn't have at least 64 gig of hard drive or of storage space.
That's right. What was I seeing? I was watching, there's some Facebook meme the other day, and it was some guys loading this humongous thing into the back of a truck, and it apparently was a 5 megabyte hard drive from, way back in the day. I don't remember what year it was from, but it was a black and white photo. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us and take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments, which are coming up on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. Whether you want to talk about secession or this alleged technology gap, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. And please, if you like Free Talk Live, if you appreciate what we do here, please show that appreciation by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site, amp.freetalklive.com. We really appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us. It helps us promote the show to new radio stations and hopefully get on new stations and add new internet listeners, new satellite listeners. So please, you'll get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly podcast, the AmpOnly Facebook group. Go get the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. It's Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I wanted to mention that, you know, like I said, 40,000 voters came out to vote for that red light camera election. But, you know, it comes out to be like 2% of the entire population.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not a lot of the entire population of Albuquerque.
Well, okay, 800,000 is like the estimated population in the Albuquerque area. And I think 17% of the registered came to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, do you think that was a true reflection of the wishes of the public?
Nope.
Do you think all the people that got the tickets and got was on their credit and got really mad, those are the ones that came out? You know, I don't.
Well, I don't know. See, that's the thing with voting is you never actually do get the public showing up in mass numbers. It's always a fraction of the public, especially in municipal elections, where the people most likely to show up are the government employees and their family members and also their friends. And then also, as you pointed out, someone who might have a strong interest in whatever the issue is being provided at that time. So, But even if it were a majority, Sarah, before you go on, even if it were a majority, I don't think it would matter to me because I don't believe that majorities should rule. I believe that individuals have rights and that 51% votes should not be able to destroy the rights of the individual.
Well, let me ask this question, Sarah. Was the ballot question whether to remove the cameras or whether to keep the cameras?
Well, I don't really know, but it was clear enough where if you, they either wanted you to keep the cameras or take down the cameras. It wasn't written so confusing. You got turned around. Like the abortion bill had 6 different lines, and after I read it, I didn't know if I was coming or going. It wasn't a trick ballot.
Yeah, there are a lot of ballot questions that are really bad, really written in a lot of legalese and very hard to understand. So I understand your frustrations, Sarah, but a lot of this really comes from the tragedy of the commons, the idea that there should be these public things like roads, as opposed to having them privately owned. If they are public, then that means that majorities get to decide how to wield the government's influence over those roads, whether it's building a new one, repairing an existing one, who to hire to clean the roads, that sort of thing. And it would be a lot better if we just allowed the marketplace to handle this stuff.
And I'm doing some research here, and the results of the election, it doesn't matter if 100% of the people showed up and 100% of the people voted a certain way. It was a non-binding ballot question to begin with.
And do you know what it was about?
I can't find the wording of it, but I did find an article from the Albuquerque Journal. And again, this thing was like 5 years ago. The article says that it's a non-binding referendum, so the election results are not binding.
Meaning that
it will still be up to the city councilors to decide whether to halt the program.
And they did.
So then it's not an election, it's a Facebook poll.
Well, basically, I mean, it's in, yeah. It's
well, it was on an actual government printed
ballot. Well, yeah, okay, but it's
ballot.
Not literally on Facebook, but it has the same authority of a Facebook poll. It's not
sure.
An election.
It's probably a little more scientific,
a non-binding
though.
Referendum. And see, this is the thing that really gets a lot of people, is they think, well, it was on the ballot, so they have to go with the results. I remember when I lived in Pennsylvania, just before I moved there, there was one of these non-binding referendums over whether or not the city of Pittsburgh could create this taxing jurisdiction of like the metro area that encompassed 5 counties to implement a tax to build a new stadium for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Pirates. And people said no.
Yins don't need a stadium.
It was a non-binding referendum,
so they
went
did
ahead
it anyway.
And did it anyway. And people were like, but we just voted this down. How are they doing it? Well, when it's a non-binding referendum, they can do whatever they want.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, this is not really local to New Hampshire elections, because I know how, you know, you broadcast to a lot of places here, but I happened to meet a candidate for governor here outside the building where I rent an office.
Oh.
Ted Gatzis running for governor on the Republican ticket. And, you know, people can also do this in their area, too. I said, I'm going to be voting in that primary, so I need to know where you stand on an issue.
What did you ask him about?
Do you want to legalize drugs now, or do you still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed in shootouts first? And I
love that question. I got to give you credit for that one, Tom. That's a really good one.
And I like that question very much.
He answered it. He muttered, "I'm not supporting legalizing marijuana." So I said, well, I guess if they vote for you, they're not pulling the trigger, but they are pulling the lever. I'm going back to my office now. See, because you got to put it like that. Hey, actions have consequences.
Right.
You do this stuff, and not just that, but you have to pour out the undiluted rage, because sometimes even a rapist is so far gone he does not expect the victim to be angry at him. These idiots actually think that all they have to do is spew forth all their outrageous excuses for the war on drugs, and that makes it okay with us. And, you know, yes, it is a complete waste of time to try to reason with some of them. The abolitionists made that a mistake many years
right.
ago, relying on just reasoning with the crazy people. It just plain does not work. But, you know, well, you know, if you enjoy that warm feeling you get from say, preventing overdoses, well, remember, maybe you stopped me from overdosing many years ago. Maybe you'll wish you hadn't when I remind you that, you know, if you enjoy that warm feeling, you can get a warmer feeling by pouring gasoline all over yourself and lighting a match. You know,
Tom, I do find it entertaining when you call about the war on drugs thing. Sometimes I don't really much care for your perspective on things. But how's your campaign going? You're running for, is it U.S. Senate or state U.S. Representative?
U.S. Senator, which is the whole state of New Hampshire. I'm running against Kelly Ayotte and Jim Rubens and the others on the Republican ticket. And I got interviewed by Binney Media and the station up in Concord, New Hampshire, on the 4th of July. I haven't really seen the segment get aired, but they probably won't air it. They were just trying to lure me into the place, so I would think, you know, they'd give me a tour of the joint and then figure maybe I'll buy a commercial or two.
Buy some advertising.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think that's
so you're up against how many other candidates?
I think there's five of them in the race right now.
All right.
Five opponents. But, yeah, and, you know, if they vote wrong, then, hey, I guess that means they want more cops to get themselves killed. Right?
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Now, there was a recent poll on the Senate race here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But they did not include Tom in not their polling
fair.
Results.
Not fair. You know, it's hard to be a smaller candidate, even in the mainstream party races. I have been excluded from apparently a debate that's going to be happening coming up on Monday. There's another guy who's in my race with me, the governorship, running as a Democrat for governor here in New Hampshire. Another guy named Derek Dextrays, who is also a relatively small candidate, as I am. You know, I think he's spending more than I am. He's, you know, he's actively posting on Facebook. I think he's got some campaign signs or something like that.
He drove 2 hours.
Right.
To come out to film a 5-minute segment to air on public access television.
That's pretty awesome. That's what I was impressed by that, and I actually happened to meet him out in the hallway and shook his hand, and now we're friends on Facebook. So we're actually competing for the Democratic nomination. But there's one of the things that we've run up against is there's five guys in the Democratic race. One of them is claiming to be the only person to support legalization of marijuana, but me and Derek also support legalization of marijuana too. So these politicians just lie.
Yeah.
All over the place. Anyway, it's kind of fun to watch it. My current campaign spend is less than $1 on my
Woo-hoo.
Campaign so far. I'm not accepting contributions, but you can go to nhliberty.info to learn more about the New Hampshire Liberty Party. We'll see you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.